From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for December 3rd, 2013. Cold and wet weather has had a big effect on agricultural conditions this fall. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head, College Station, for an overview. From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for December 3rd, 2013. Cold and wet weather has had a big effect on agricultural conditions this fall. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head, College Station, for an overview.
Yeah, there's certainly some severely dry areas in the state remaining, but over the last month or 60 days, we've had significant rainfall in a lot of Texas, and it's made a real difference as far as perking up the winter pastures, driving through the central Texas, see a lot of green out there that wasn't there this time last year. So that's really improved the situation as far as livestock and the condition of the of wheat and oat crops across the state now. The rolling plains, the north plains, still very dry, and conditions aren't real favorable. We did see some pretty good snowfall in the south plains last week, and it will certainly contribute to improving wheat stands and causing wheat stands to survive a while longer. Not a lot of deep moisture involved, but certainly ought to perk things up.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.